Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to home to get Melillo. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Welch reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Welch scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Almada moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Almada scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Al Benton now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Werber reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell scores. Werber moves to third. One out. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. Werber scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richards scores. Moses moves to third. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Warsler. Farrell moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McNair. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dahlgren. The throw from Richards and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Al Benton. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Johnny Markham. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Almada bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Richards and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Warsler moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Almada reaches second base with a double. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Warsler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Moses out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cronin. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Higgins moves to third. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richards strikes out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for George Caster. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins scores. McNair scores. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Warsler scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.